Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by... Let's see. Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon. An Elkton resident has been recognized for his long-standing service to the community and local service organization. During the recent Lions Thumb District 11 D2 convention, Lions Club member Marty Baker received the International President's Certificate of Appreciation. The honor, presented by International Director David Wentworth and District Governor Dave Fisher, is considered one of the organization's top awards. Baker has been actively involved with the Elkton Lions Club for many years, holding several leadership roles, including committee chair, trustee, secretary, treasurer, president, and administrative assistant. Fellow members say he is often working behind the scenes to support club projects and assist other members. The recognition highlights Baker's continued commitment to community service and the mission of the Lions organization. And Sergeant Jordan Wade was appointed as Tuscola County's next emergency manager. She began her career with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office in 2013 in the Corrections Division before transitioning to Road Patrol. In 2021, she was promoted to Sergeant in the Road Patrol Division. Throughout her career, Wade has taken on additional responsibilities, including field training officer, firearms instructor, firearms armorer, and evidence technician. She has been recognized with citations for professional excellence and was named Officer of the Year in 2023. Wade earned her degree in criminal justice from Saginaw Valley State University and completed the Police Academy at Delta College. She replaces Lieutenant Steve Anderson, who retired after 27 years of service in the Sheriff's Department. And farmers across mid-Michigan are facing delays in spring planting after one of the wettest starts to the season on record. According to the Michigan Farm Bureau, saturated fields and standing water have left many growers unable to begin critical field work. Sugar beet producers are seeing the biggest setbacks as the crop is typically planted earlier in the season and is now running behind schedule. Planting timelines for corn and soybeans are less urgent at this point in the calendar, but many farmers would normally have already started. Excess moisture is also preventing wheat growers from applying nitrogen fertilizer, an important step for crop development. Agriculture experts say the situation is not yet at a crisis level, but the next stretch of weather will be a key. The sustained period of dry conditions could allow farmers to make up lost ground quickly, as modern equipment allows large areas to be planted in a short time when fields are workable. When we come back after this Tri-County sponsor message, we'll continue with our national and international news.
Is your lawn equipment ready for the spring season?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our national news. U.S. manufacturing output rises amid reshoring efforts. New data released today shows a 4% increase in domestic manufacturing output over the last quarter. This growth is attributed to the reshoring of semiconductor and battle production facilities to the American Midwest. Government incentives for high-tech manufacturing have successfully lured several major firms back to the U.S. This shift has seen a strategic move to secure the domestic supply chain against future global disruptions. In other national news, Labor Department reports high record high in remote work stability. A new report from the Department of Labor indicates that remote work arrangements have reached a new level of stability in 2026. Productivity levels among decentralized teams are matching or exceeding traditional office environments in most sectors. The report suggests that the hybrid era has officially matured into a permanent fixture of the U.S. economy. Urban centers are now adapting by converting vacant office spaces into mixed-use residential developments. And in our international news, Japan and international observers join defense alliances. Japan has officially expanded its role as a key observer in several international defense pacts, focusing on the security of the semiconductor supply chain. This move is part of the Pax Silica Coalition's effort to protect AI-related infrastructure. The alliance aims to build resilient manufacturing facilities across partner nations to prevent supply shocks. Japan's involvement is seen as a major shift in its traditional defense posture. In other international news, new force reshaping Earth's crust identified by geologists. Geologists have identified a previously unknown tectonic force that is slowly reshaping the Earth's crust in the southern hemisphere. The force, linked to deep mantle plumes, is causing subtle shifts in sea levels and land elevations. While the changes are measured in millimeters per year, the discovery explains several geological mysteries in the region. Scientists are now updating global climate and sea level models to account for this new data.
Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon is the Thumb area's Goodman dealer.
As the proud owner of a local heating and air conditioning business, I've been around the block a time or two. Yeah, I've probably been around yours several times. What I've learned is that the heating and cooling systems my customers prefer come from Goodman, no matter what block they live on.
Thank goodness for Goodman. For indoor comfort at home, one name stands alone. Thank goodness. Thank goodness for Goodman.
Get total comfort in your home with a new Goodman heating or AC system installed by the pros at Shetler Plumbing and Heating in Pigeon. Give Kent Shetler a call for a free consultation at 989-453-3531.
We have one obituary to report at this time. Joseph A. Schmidt, Jr., 57, of Bad Axe, passed away on April 7th while at Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. Joe is survived by his wife Melanie, son Jacob, daughters Megan and Ariana, as well as his grandchildren. Joe was a U.S. Army veteran who went on in life to drive trucks for various companies. Cremation has taken place, and there is no service or visitation.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Shetler Plumbing and Heating of Pigeon.